If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Everybody's talking about Congressman Ted Lieu, and he's telling it like it is, tweeting it like it is. He joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You know what? I just have to thank you because I feel like so few people these days are just there is no other way to say it than a lot of the ways you're saying it. You tweeted president in air quotes, which I love, Donald Trump, you are truly an evil man. Your job is to help Americans, not intentionally try to destroy their lives. I thought I was the only one that read that tweet that way, that, oh, you're rooting for, the Affordable Care Act to fail and people to die so that you can have a political win. I mean, how horrific.
The President of the United States has a duty under the Constitution, Article 2, to faithfully execute the laws that Congress passed. Obamacare is a law of the land, and for him to intentionally sabotage it because he's mad, that's unconstitutional, and it's incredibly spiteful. That's why I did that tweet.
And you know, it continues this morning, as you probably know, he's just blaming everybody but himself for this. I don't even know what to say. You tweeted about him. Some of his tweets make no sense. Like, why aren't we investigating Hillary? As you tweeted, dear POTUS, if the Russians had helped Hillary win, we would absolutely investigate her. But the Russians helped you win. Do you get it yet? Yes. I mean,
I don't think either he doesn't get it or he's intentionally trying to misdirect and mislead. Because what we're hearing now is that the White House had tried to prevent Sally Yates, a former Obama DOJ official, from testifying on the Russian issue. And this is what a cover-up looks like.
Right.
We need to get to the bottom of this, and that's why I've been calling for an independent commission as well as a special prosecutor.
You tweeted, if Chairman Nunez understood the Constitution and our separation of powers, he would resign his Intel chairmanship immediately. And, of course, as you probably heard this morning, he's saying he is not going to step down, despite ever more widespread calls, including from John McCain, that he stepped down.
Yes, there are now bipartisan calls for Chairman Nunez of their House Intelligence Committee to step down, because you can't be a lapdog for the president and do an impartial hearing on whether there was collusion between the president or his associates and Russia. Under the separation of powers, one of the functions of Congress is to conduct oversight over the executive branch. So either you're a member of Congress and you take that seriously, or you should just apply for appointment in the Trump White House, which is what I recommend that he does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody can understand this, that you can't have someone that was on the Trump transition team investigating them. And clearly when he's going to the target of the investigation with information, right? I mean, as you tweeted, if the Trump ties to Russia were a movie, we'd say it's not believable because no one could be that stupid. I mean, it's just this whole caper, right?
Yes. And it's quite bizarre that in the dark of night, the House Intel chairman would go to the White House and get these documents that he won't reveal to anybody, including the House Intel Committee, and then say stuff to the press and then take that back. Because he first said that, I think, Trump may have been under surveillance. Then he walked that back. And now no one really knows what he is saying. And the fact that he went to the White House suggests that, hey, the White House gave him this information. That's a really logical explanation. And that's why he needs to step down. He is not a surrogate for the White House.
Congressman.
He's a member of Congress.
Right. What, can you explain to me, because maybe I'm not understanding, why is he not showing this information to the committee? What is your guess on this?
I have no idea. It's totally bizarre. I encourage him to look up the definition of committee. It's more than one person. So right now he's acting as a committee of one, and it's really bizarre, which is why he should step down, not only because he's impartial, but he is acting in a bizarre manner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I have to say, I mean, like, obviously the whole thing makes you suspicious. You just wonder, like, what does he even have? Like, how do we trust anything at this point?
If you look at his statements, it doesn't seem like he has very much, because he actually said that whatever he saw was legal. There was nothing illegal about it.
Right.
So I'm not even sure there's any there to.
It's clearly to distract or throw the White House a lifeline for this ridiculous latest conspiracy theory of the president's about wiretapping, right?
That is correct. And I think Donald Trump doesn't understand that if, in fact, Trump Tower was wiretapped, it would mean that intelligence officials believed there were agents of a foreign power at Trump Tower, and that they convinced an independent judge to agree with them. That's what that would mean. And
right.
I don't know if Donald Trump understands that it would be worse if that story was actually true.
Right. I was going to say, I don't understand it. Yeah, I don't understand how they think that's helpful. Exactly.
It's completely not helpful. And what would be?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Right. Correct. Which is why I think the White House should be calling for Nunes to step down. Because if the White House really believes they're innocent, they would want a clean, fair, and impartial investigation to clear their name. And right now, with Nunes in, no one is going to believe what he says.
Right. Well, as you know, your colleague Adam Schiff has called for him to step down. But what, I mean, what do you think is going to happen next? I think the problem is we've seen already that the Republicans are going to put party over country. We were saying about the hearings on Monday. It's like, you know, trying to prosecute Woodward and Bernstein and not Nixon. Like, it seemed to be their concern.
You know, I want Donald Trump to go out and say he has full confidence in Devin Nunes, because every time he says that, the person either resigns or recuses. That happened with Michael Flynn. It happened with Jeff Sessions.
Right.
I think if there's enough public pressure, I believe Nunes will either resign his chairmanship or recuse himself, or Speaker Ryan is going to tell him to do it.
Yeah. I love your clear speaking, by the way, on Jeff Sessions, who obviously was threatening sanctuary cities yesterday. You tweeted, let's be clear, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is an illegitimate AG. He lied under oath to Congress to get confirmed. He should be indicted. I mean, it is amazing to me that just recusal is enough. He absolutely should not, I agree with you, not just resign.
He didn't just lie to Congress on any issue. He lied about Russia under oath to Congress during his confirmation hearing, because he knew if he didn't lie, it might torpedo his confirmation. So I believe he's not a legitimate AG. And in addition, former federal prosecutors wrote in the Washington Post that people have been indicted for doing far less. So at the very least, he should be indicted, and we should see where the facts take us.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he's the top cop of the United States, that he's the attorney general and may well be part of this investigation, right? I mean, may be one of the targets. I don't know where we go. I just feel like we are someplace in this country we've never been before. Am I right?
Yes. And that's why Donald Trump has a 36% approval rating now, the lowest ever in U.S. history of any president at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was taken actually even before this latest healthcare debacle. I mean, and I have to say the only good thing about that, I mean, obviously the good thing is a lot of people get to keep their health care, but that just exposed this party for what a fraud they are after 50 repeal votes, right? That they have nothing. They can't even agree with themselves.
Right. And I can explain to you in one word why for over 7 years they haven't been able to come up with a plan and why their last plan was really bad. It's math. You can't keep all the good parts of Obamacare and not pay for it. That's what they were trying to do. And the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said, well, if you try to do that, you're going to end up kicking off 24 million people on health insurance, and you're going to jack up premiums for everybody else.
Yep. Congressman, I have to say, I felt like the biggest story of last week is the resistance is working. I mean, you know, you look at what happened at all these town halls. I was even taking heart yesterday on what's happening in Russia. You know, like you have a sense that maybe the good guys are going to win here, that the corruption's being exposed all over the place.
Yes, the resistance is absolutely working. That's actually the reason Trump Care failed. I think a lot of the media didn't quite get it right when they said it was their Conservative Freedom Caucus that killed the bill, because the Freedom Caucus would have agreed and voted for it had their White House given in to their demands. Because they made a set of demands. The White House couldn't do that because they knew that moderate Republicans would start voting no on the bill. And that's because of the resistance. The resistance going to town halls, calling the members of Congress, made it impossible for moderate Republicans to go any further right. And it kept the entire Democratic caucus under Leader Pelosi's leadership unified. Not a single defection. That's what ended up killing the bill.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, many people, including you, keep saying that do not normalize this presidency, do not legitimize. I absolutely, and I agreed with Chuck Schumer that he should not get a lifetime Supreme Court nomination while he's under FBI investigation.
Absolutely. There is definitely a cloud of treason in the air. We'll see what happens with the FBI investigation. But it could be that Trump campaign associates colluded with Russia. And then the question would be, you know, what did Donald Trump know and when did he know it?
Yep.
And until we get those facts, we shouldn't be doing anything on the Trump agenda. We shouldn't be voting
for
Supreme Court justice.
Right. Adam Schiff, as you know, was pretty unequivocal. He said there is more than circumstantial evidence that there was collusion. And I don't think it gets more serious than that. I mean, I saw one of the first tweets after last week, Congressman, I saw that just said, wait a minute, the sitting president of the United States is under investigation for espionage. I mean, I just think there ought to be a hold on everything until we figure this out.
Oh, absolutely. And for a long time, we had a lot of smoke. And if you believe where there's smoke, there's fire. It now feels like it's a 25-alarm fire that's about to come.
Right. I mean, when you and I can wake up and go, that Dick Cheney is right. There's something. But he said it. He said it's an act of war. It is an act of war what Russia did. And the fact that, you know, I mean, that Comey hearing, it was like two different hearings. As somebody was saying, somebody tweeted, you know, Donald Trump's running around with matches. The house is on fire. And Republicans want to know who called the fire department. Right.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't have any philosophical problem with having better relations with Russia or other countries. But I do have a philosophical problem of Russia doing a massive cyber attack last year that benefited Donald Trump and the White House totally ignoring that. And
yeah,
just not acceptable.
Well, not just ignoring it, but I mean,
colluding.
Right. Look at these latest tweets about why aren't you investigating the Clintons for Russia? It's like, what?
Why aren't you investigating President Lincoln?
I mean, it's just gotten beyond absurd, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I can't tell if he is just doing this so he can fire up his base, if he really believes it, or if he is scared and just trying to misdirect.
Yeah, I would bet with that on that last one. But Congressman, thanks so much for your plain spokenness and being one of the leaders of the resistance. And please come back anytime.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, thanks, Congressman. There he goes, Congressman Ted Lieu. Can I just say we have all the best congressmen?
We do.
We got the Schiff. Mm-hmm. We got the Waters. Mm-hmm. Saying right.
Yep.
We got the Ted Lieu. We got the Judy Chu.
Yeah.
We got a whole song.
Yeah. It rhymes in places.
Who put the Chu in the Lou in the? Okay, never mind.
Well, Cindy Lou Who?
Is Cindy Lou Who a congressperson?
She should be.
She should.
She should.